Yes, if you recognise your music, you will know that that is a clip of one of the most famous groups when it comes to pop R&B, Jackson 5. Well, last week, the American music producer David Guetta died in London at the age of 62. He was known for his long association with the Jacksons, and in particular, Michael Jackson. He was briefly married, in fact, to Lisa Minnelli, became a household name in the UK and appeared on Celebrity Big Brother and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and founder member, I'm a little bit nervous, of the Jackson 5, Tito Jackson, joins me now live here on the programme. Good evening to you, Tito Jackson.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Actually, I'm very fine. It's just a joy to get to talk to an all-time legend. And I am a slightly starstruck, Tito, so apologies if I am. But it's a pleasure to talk to you. But in particular, I bring myself back into for you because David Guetta was a childhood friend of you and your brothers. And I believe he was even a groomsman at your wedding.
Yes, he was a very good friend of mine and staff.
And how did you meet?
I was at 18, and David heard that I used to stop into McDonald's every now and then. So he stayed in McDonald's for weeks, I heard, until he ran into my girlfriend, which was my wife. And he had asked her, could he come to the wedding? I didn't know him, but he had became friends with her. Then I met him something like a week later, and he begged to come to the wedding, and I allowed that to happen. And we became closer after that.
And so, what was he like to work with, in particular, as a music producer?
Well, he was very good. He was very punctual. He knew what he wanted. He was very nice to the artists, and he was just a good person. Just a fun person to work with, fun person to know. And I'm going to miss David very much.
Because for you then, not only in terms of the personal relationship you had, but what would you say will be his legacy that he leaves behind regarding the music business?
Well, before the UK knew who David Guetta was, David was doing a lot of things here in America. And he has first started out basically being a writer, I believe. He was writing for a magazine. Then he became a publicist, and he was a publicist, PR for some named acts, you know, Al Green, the Jacksons, the Doobie Brothers. So he had some Whitney for a while, I believe so. But he also had been producing other shows. They weren't TV shows, but they were basically high-profile celebrity shows like Galas and things of that nature.
Why do you think he was so attracted to black soul music? What was it about black soul music and pop music in that?
Well, David always loved black music. His record collection is off the wall. he loves the Motown sound and the Spinners and the Four Tops and Billy Paul and Frida Payne, and you can go on and on. He just loves soul music. He knows all the artists. That's one of the things that I was going to lead to say, that every artist just about know David Guetta. And this is before he became his popularity in the UK.
Yes.
We knew him as a friend, a person in business that everybody loved and cared for and worked with. So that's basically where his legacy is, and also the fabulous work he did in the UK with his career. And I never viewed David as a comedian, so it was hard for me to like look at him like as a comedian. You know, he's always just been David to me, and all of a sudden he's some funny guy. You know.
Well. Tito, it's been wonderful, even for a few minutes, to have you here on the program. Can I ask, in terms of you being part of the music business, being probably one of the most famous and well-known music dynasties, are you still enjoying music, or are you enjoying the autumn years of your life at this moment?
Oh, music is everything to me. It's part of my soul. I just finished recording my first single, and it's going to be out for sale May the 17th, I believe is the date. But it's been so good to me, and I recorded my first LP, and that's coming out later in the year. But music is part of my life forever.
Mm.
It's part, and I believe that thread flows on to other members in my family as well. We've been doing music ever since we can remember, and it's just something that we just love dearly.
Well, Tito, we look forward to hearing the new music that you're bringing out. It's a great pleasure to know that you're still choosing to continue to do it. As you said, it is your life. And I have to do this. My husband, he just adored the Jacksons. And in particular, your late brother. So he did say, can I just say hello to you on behalf of my husband, Nathan Tapper? Not that you'll ever remember him, but at least I've said it.
You said Nathan?
Yes.
Tell Nathan hello and thank you very much for his support over the years. And I look forward to meeting him someday.
Well, you and I just talk afterwards. You can hook me up with a coffee. We can talk more.
Okay.
Tito Jackson, thank you very much for talking to us here on Sunday Night with Nikki Tapper. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, honey.
Have a great evening.